Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. So the Jewish managers have been punished for the lack of production by the Jewish slaves. They, in turn, look negatively at the Jews under them because it's basically their fault that they haven't produced enough, that the Jewish managers have been hit. And now, who does this all go back to? Moshe and Aaron. And that's the tremendous difficulty of the moment. Just to fast forward for a moment, the next parsha, Parshas Va'era, this parsha ends and Va'era begins with a very strong statement between Moshe and Hashem. Moshe just says, like, what did you send me for? They're not going to believe, they're not believing me. We had problems and now they're turning their back on me. They equate listening to me with pain because that's what's happened to the Jews. They get more work now than they did before because Moshe and Aaron went to Paro. And it's a striking lesson. If we're going to reflect on the story, just imagine, you know, we look back at it and we say, wow, what short-sightedness. If only the Jews would have just had a little bit more faith, and of course they ultimately did garner that faith, but if only the Jews would have a little more faith to see it through, there was a lot to believe in with Moshe and Aaron, so there was a little bit of pain of the moment. You know, this is a lesson that's very relevant for us. There are many times where there are people, they can be people from our community, people from beyond our community, who try to come and try to urge us to do great things and try to urge us to dream. You could give so many examples for this. You could give an example of making aliyah. You could give an example of devoting ourselves more to different mitzvos or to specific causes. There's so many examples. And we think for a moment and we say, you know, this is too difficult. The difficulty the Jews experienced at that moment was far greater than the difficulty that normally deters us from great things. Imagine if every time a great person came with a great idea, we would garner the energy to follow them. We'd be in a different place as people and as a nation. In any event, I just want to point out one medrash cited by Rashi, just interesting for the storyline. In chapter 5, verse 20, after the difficulties with the taskmasters and the officers, it says, "Vayifku'u es Moshevis Aaron nitzavim likrasam b'tzeisam me'es paro," that the people met up with Moshe and Aaron when they left Paro, and basically the Psukim continued that they complained to them, why did you make things so bad for us by going to Paro? Who met up with Moshe and Aaron? So the standard rendition of the Psukim is the people. The people were very upset with Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi brings down a very interesting thing, that there's a general rule that when you have a plural group of people who are saying something negative, in this generation, it's Dasan and Aviram. Dasan and Aviram, we hear from them many other times while the Jews are in the desert. They kind of were a little bit of a bad coupling. So Rashi brings down a medrash that it was actually Dasan and Aviram. So there's also a lesson in that. You know, here's Moshe. He sees people are saying something negative to him. And many, many times people say negative things. And our assumption is if there's two people saying it, five people saying it, must be everyone feels that way. There are times where everyone feels that way. There are times where there's a silent majority. Just the striking thing, you know, of all the people, if only Moshe had, you know, known what everything Dasan Aviram would do later. By the way, you know, in the story of Moshe, where he sees the two Jews fighting, and he tells them to stop hitting each other. One of them should stop hitting the other, and they turn to him and say, "What are you going to kill us like you killed the Egyptian?" There's a medrash that says that also was Dasan and Aviram. So it's interesting. You can't extrapolate too much by just meeting a couple of people. But in any event, Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a tremendous dismay to God. I can't do this. They're not going to listen to me. This is not going to work. And God builds Moshe back up again, and he comes back to the people. And at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, verse 9, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "V'lo Shamuel Moshe," and they didn't listen to him, "mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha," based on this shortness of spirit and hard work. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.